This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares with Gwyneth Isaacs. She's live in Australia. Gwyneth, I have a question for you. You know, we were talking about police offering a deal, you know, for that broken taillight or whatever the alleged offense might be. Trade a little sex, or maybe a lot of sex, for making that ticket go away. Now, that seems on the face against the law on many levels. One, demanding demanding it, and two, trading what might be a real offense off for a private, we'll call it a reimbursement, right?
Well, that in many areas, that's definitely a criminal offense called prostitution. Mm-hmm. Prostitution's not a crime in all areas, but in many areas it is. And the other thing is that there's no guarantee that the evening's entertainment is going to be fun for the woman, and there's no guarantee that, you know, he's going to use a condom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And who else has he been with?
Mm-hmm. And what kind of disease, kind of disease lie under that uniform?
That's right.
Yeah. And
if
so
if he's been offering it to you, he's probably been offering it to every broad on the broadwalk.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this: when you found out that you had a uniformed policeman demanding sex from you, how did that go? Was it a demand? Maybe I shouldn't have said it. Was it a question? How was it presented to you?
Presented that, you know, I was having, they overhear the official term that the police themselves use as power nap by the side of the road, okay? They say, pull over, have a sleep, continue on your journey, okay? Instead of running off the side of the road because you have been driving, you know, to the point of exhaustion. And, like I said, hitting a gum tree and killing yourself, killing everybody in the car, and generally making a big mess. He said, he basically threatened to, you know, because the car was untidy, we'd just moved, we'd just had a big day of shifting fencing material around. And he said, you know, I'm concerned for the welfare of your children. That's a script. If any cop says that, you say, listen, you, I know what you're about. You get out of my life and never, ever come back. If anyone says that to you, don't let them cow you. They're operating to a script. So basically, he threatened a spurious involvement of child protection because I had I happened to have my two sons in the car with me, okay? Totally spurious. There was, you know, but yeah, what do you expect us to look like after a hard day's farm work other than completely exhausted? And basically said, I'm coming around to your house later. That's a direct quote. Okay? And I responded, if you come around to my house without a warrant, that's called trespass. And he never did come around. Okay? It's about knowing your rights. It's about standing up for your rights. It's about not being cowed by the uniform. Okay? Underneath that uniform, there is a gangster. It is, they are operating as a private corporation, okay? They, on every level, operate as their own little club. They have their clubhouse. They don't care about you. They're not there to solve crime. If they were there to solve crime, they would have their office open, and if there were shoplifters or whatever operating in the town, then they would be easily available to help out, to go and get the shoplifter and stop them from stealing lollies from the supermarket or whatever. You go to that police station 9 times out of 10, there's absolutely nobody there. There's a button on the door. And you can press that if you like, but you might be waiting a while before you get an answer.
In our neck of the woods, in the cities around our farm, the police are well secured. They are behind bulletproof glass. So if you go to the police station and you want to talk to somebody, they are behind bulletproof glass. And they look at you and they determine whether they will or won't talk to you based on whatever criteria they have. And you're absolutely right about solving crime. I stopped at a lumber yard and I bought some lumber, and there was a time when I used to have a wallet, and my wallet was a long men's wallet. It was like a check. It had my checking register and my checks in there. Inside the wallet, and there were little pockets for credit cards and a permit to travel on the highway and, you know, things like that, and some cash. And that was taken. And I had that in a little computer-type bag, a very small bag. And it was like a men's pocketbook, but it had all my stuff in it. And it was taken from my car, and so I went to get a replacement driver's permit to travel on the road. And I had to pay for that, and believe it or not, whoever stole it was kind enough to send back my driver's license, my credit cards, and my check register, but not the cash that was in there, and it was a lot of cash. As a matter of fact, I was going to buy some farm equipment, and it was about a little over $3,000, and that was what was taken. Okay, so I'm loading the truck in the back, and someone goes in through the, it was a summer day, and someone goes in through the window and grabs my bag.
Well, out of the front seat.
So I contacted the post office. I got the information. I relayed it to the sheriff's office to solve this crime, because the person who stole it from me was kind enough to give me my credentials back, if you will, but not the cash and not the other items in the bag.
Yeah.
So I presented everything.
$3,000 is a lot of money.
It was a little more than that.
Yeah.
Now, if that were a bank holdup, they'd solve that. They'd be all over. There'd be SWAT teams. I mean, there'd be blue uniforms everywhere. But because it was me, nothing happened. Literally, nothing happened. And of course, our insurance company says, "Well, we don't replace cash." So you're under the delusion or the illusion or the misconception that your insurance company is there for you, and they're probably not. And the police, you think, are going to investigate. And I gave them all the details. I gave them the phone number for the post office 10 miles or 15 or 20 miles down the road. I gave them the postmaster's name. I gave them the information that the postmaster gave me, the description of the guy who brought my stuff in, got a box from, you know, priority mailbox from the post office, the description of the guy who did everything. And did it do any good? No.
I bet you they did diddly squat.
I think that's exactly what they did. Diddly squat. I have to look up what that means, but I believe it means absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Right. That's what they did. They gave me a little bit of lip service for a while, and then they just hoped I would go away. And
yep.
So you're right. You're right. In terms of the blue team solving crimes. I think they'll try to solve murders. I think they'll try to solve bank robberies. But if it comes to just, you know, we the little people, I don't think they're there for us. Except, you know, to remind us, hey, you know, that taillight's out, and that's only a $75 infraction. Plus court costs if you want to go and if you want to fight it. But I've also noticed that if I'm traveling out of state and I get pulled over, I get selected for being pulled over when other people who are in state don't seem to get selected for being pulled over. And I believe that's because you really can't go to, right, you really can't drive 600 miles or 400 miles to that other state to show up when they tell you you will be there at the time and place that they demand. And, you know, you lose a day's worth of work, preparation. You go, you know, $400 ticket, well, that's a lot of money, but I guess I'm better off just paying it. And then you've got that item on your record. One other thing, Gwyneth, I'd like to share with you. One of our instructors was at a meetup, and he's a former cop, and he didn't like it. He didn't like the fact that he was asked by his superiors to go back and update records and enter records as to what happened on these police reports. And he was told to, well, just because it says that, that's really not what it means. Type this in instead. What I'm talking about is change police records. So the next time you're in court, you may find out that what you thought happened isn't what happened. And let me give you an example of what I believe will happen to me. I was at a convention, and three police officers in uniform showed up, and they asked me to leave. I was talking to a guy who was running for U.S. Congress, and I had his business card in my hand, and I was with one of our other instructors. And these three uniformed police officers fanned out in front of me, and they said, "Are you Mr. Finelli?" And I said, "Yeah. What's up?" And they said, "Would you step outside?" And I said, "Did I do something wrong?" And they said, "Please step outside." And I said, "Did you see me do something wrong?" And they said, "Please step outside." And I said, "Or what? Or you're going to jail." Now, I have a record for being approached by these police officers twice because some guy called the cops on me and made up a story. Said I probably did something I didn't do. So now I have a record. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
George is coming up next in just a second. I just wanted to mention that, this situation where the police are called on me twice by someone. Well, I was a former cop. Former cop calls for the police to be called to come because there's a problem. There's this guy, Vin Finelli, and he's got to be a troublemaker, and you better come because he could be dangerous and he could do something. And so three cops show up at this convention and they stand in front of me and they're armed, and one of these uniformed guys has his gun belt. He's holding his gun belt with his left hand and his right hand is ready to draw on me. And so the three in front of me, and what I didn't realize at the time was there was another cop behind me. What was he there for? Well, he was there in case the first three missed. And so what is this? I'm serious. This is where there's a record in my file with the police department that says they were called on two separate occasions, and I can just see if I ever end up in court in that jurisdiction where they say, you know, Mr. Finelli, I can see that you are a real problem. We've had to come out. We've had to send four armed officers because you were disruptive, and I wasn't. I didn't do a thing, literally. I mean, it sounds like, you know, that's just my side. No, I wasn't doing anything. I was just talking to exhibitors and vendors and this guy running for Congress, having a good time. But somebody didn't like the idea that I was there. And so they called the police and they said that I was involved in criminal trespass. And, you know, I walked in, I paid my $10 like everybody else. I'm standing at this convention. It was actually a preparedness show. I'm standing there, and most of the exhibitors knew who I was. A lot of the guests knew who I was. And so that's what happened to me, and I can just see how this can be used against me. And how do you fix that? How do you fix that police report? I don't think you can. Georgia, New Hampshire, welcome.
Hello, Gwyneth. I worked in law enforcement for a time, but before that I was with the Postal Service. And I'll just tell you this, Vinny. There's a lot of people who find purses or wallet that somebody has stolen, taken the money out, and just thrown the rest of it by the side of the road, wherever. And a lot of people don't want to get involved. And I'm going back years ago. A lot of them didn't want to get involved for whatever reason. Maybe they might even think that they might be accused of doing something they didn't. And what they'll do is they'd either head for the nearest post box, mailbox, just drop in the purse, drop in the wallet with credit cards. It's happened to me when I did what they call collections. I was cleaning out the boxes of all the mail that was there, and I turned it in at the office. One time, I actually delivered it a few blocks away because I said the guy must be going crazy. It was loaded with all his personal IDs and everything, and I brought it back to him. And I didn't even get so much as a thank you. Not that I wanted anything for it, just a simple thank you. And I said, well, from now on, I'm just turning it into the main office, and that's what I did. But I think that's what may have happened to you. I think some good Samaritan returned your wallet and your IDs, but they didn't want to get involved in. Maybe you could kind of understand why when you can see when certain law enforcement people get involved.
I can. However, the postmaster actually handled the transaction with this person. And this person just said, he paid, this man paid for the mailing of the priority mailbox back to me. So I don't know.
Kind of person who would steal it in the first place? Or does that sound like someone who wanted to minimize the damage to you by just coming and, say, putting himself in your place, saying, gee, if that was me, that poor guy must be, really at odds because of not having proper ID to conduct his business, and he just wanted to get it back to you as quick as he could.
That's an excellent point, George, and you may be absolutely right. But what I found was on the other side of the equation, the police really weren't interested.
Well, you know, and I know, and I'm sure Gwyneth, you'll agree with this. If you don't pay a parking ticket, they'll chase you to the ends of the earth for whatever that amount is. Mm-hmm. But if you throw a real crime at a lot of these individuals, they don't want to do the work. And I've seen that time and time again. And the older people who are in the police, there are a lot of good ones. And they're getting rarer and thinner on the ground where they actually take the job seriously and they want to try to serve and protect.
George, do you want to hold through the break? Yes or no? I didn't hear you.
Yes. Yes.
Great. Sounds great. We'll be right back. George, New Hampshire, is with us. Gwyneth.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
got your.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us in Australia. George is in New Hampshire. Mike in Maryland, you're up next. George, I wanted to make a comment. I saw a cop, and I know this was a cop. I know this man. I saw him in an out-of-state convenience store, you know, a gas station kind of convenience store. And he walked in. I happened to be traveling with him and another man, another broadcaster. And I saw it was my turn to pump gas. So I pumped gas, and the other two guys went into the convenience store to get something to drink. And what I saw was this former cop walk over to the shelf where they had headache powders and remedies, and I saw him just quietly take this off the shelf and put it in his cargo pants pocket and walk out the door. I saw it. And I walked out the door after him, and I just looked at him. I stared at him like, are you serious? I didn't say anything. Just looked at him. And he goes, oh. And he reached in his pocket, and I forgot to pay for this. Now, I talked with his wife one day, and I said, you know, I believe that, you know, there's some good cops, and I believe there's some bad cops. And I'm thinking there's probably about 10% that are bad. And she said, well, the 10% is right, and these, I'm paraphrasing, but it's, the 10% is right, but those are 10% good cops, and 90% are on the take. Now, that includes big take and little take. So, going into the donut shop, and getting free donuts and a cup of coffee, you know, because the police expect that. Going into the restaurants and getting free meals, for themselves, you know, having lunch, maybe lunch with their partner, you know, uniformed partner. Now there's two lunches. And then it's, well, you know, it's a great restaurant. Let's bring the family, for dinner. We'll start with the wife. And so now it's the wife and, the cop get free dinner. And then it's the whole family. And it spreads. So that's, yes. And they become accustomed to that. And I believe that is an example of what I saw, with that, former cop putting, that headache remedy in his pocket. He just felt, you know, he deserves it. And they drive through they drive through the drive-through windows, and they'll ask for, you know, a burger and a coffee or something like that. And the guy at the window will say, yeah, okay, hey, it's great to see you, Bill, on the house. Thanks so much. But, off they go. George, you have a comment?
But I'll say this, is that it really comes down to, like you say, honesty and integrity. And what happens after mm-hmm. that, that's showing someone who's compromised and corrupt.
Yes.
And it also, yes. But I'll tell you something else that's extremely hypocritical that I've noticed a pattern with them, though. If they were on duty and they saw another person take a 50-cent can of cat food because they didn't have enough money for a meal that day, they would prosecute that person to the nth degree. And yet, for them, it's business as usual. Fringe benefits of the job. Now, I'm just going to say this, and then I'll get off because I know you have someone else. I like you, Vin, and I respect you. And the problem is, it's like my father used to say, and this goes for you, Gwinnett, you're all right. The world's all wrong. And I just want to say this, Gwinnett, you're a rotten ass Sheila. All right? God bless you. Bye-bye.
George, thank you. Thank you so much. Mike in Maryland, welcome. Thank you for being so patient and waiting for us.
No, hey, thanks for taking a call. Since you're devoted a good part of our show to police corruption, I'd like to recommend a guest, if I may.
Sure. I've got my pencil and paper right here.
Okay, his name is Gordon Martinez, and it's with an S, not a Z. And he's a talk show host on RBN. He's on republicbroadcasting.org. At republicbroadcasting.org. His show was Saturday, 6 o'clock Central, 7 Eastern. Saturday at 6 o'clock Eastern, 7 Eastern. And has 36 years experience as a law enforcement officer. And he was driven out of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department for exposing corruption. And he's been a member of a SWAT team, motorcycle cop. He's done it all. And his show is pretty much dedicated to exposing police corruption, not just in Las Vegas, but nationwide. So I think he would make a good guest, Gordon Martinez.
Well, Mike, I'm so glad you reminded me of Gordon Martinez. I happened to be at a convention in Las Vegas. And I was sitting at this table with about 8 to 10 people. And at that table was Gordon Martinez. and I have his business card, and we chatted, and we talked about him coming on the air with me, and I will call him. I will. I'm so glad you reminded me. He's a wonderful man. I really like him, and he's a, I would say he's an acquaintance, but I would love him to join the faculty because I totally respect him for what he's been through and what he has seen and what he's exposing. So you are right on the money. My apologies for not having him on the air prior to this, but I did meet him in Las Vegas when I was at a convention. And we talked for well over an hour. And you know how when you sit at a table and you're with a whole bunch of other people, but you really sync up and link with one person and you kind of spend most of your time chatting with that one person? Well, that's what it was like with Gordon Martinez. And you mentioned Republic Broadcasting. Republic Broadcasting and USA Prepares are friends. As a matter of fact, the owner of Republic Broadcasting, John Stattmiller, called me last night, and he and I are very close. And he does something that no other network, I think, would do. And that is he, with my permission, grabs USAPrepares.com, the broadcast, and plays it in its entirety every weekday morning from 6 a.m. To 8 a.m. on Republic Broadcasting. And I don't think there's, if you think about it, do you ever see the ABC team on NBC or the CBS team on Fox? You never see that. But here we have Republic Broadcasting. They like us so much in what we do, and they believe in our mission so much that they broadcast USA Prepares on Republic Broadcasting. And of course, I need to thank Genesis Communications Network because they've agreed to it. They've agreed to let this broadcast run on another network. So there you have
That's
it.
Pretty rare.
I think it's the only exception.
Unheard of.
I've never heard of it ever happening before. And, John Stattmiller has been on this broadcast. And here's how nice of an association this is. John Stattmiller, as I mentioned, owns Republic Broadcasting. I've been to his home. He's been to my home. He's been on the air with us here as an instructor. I've filled in for him on his network, on his show. It's a wonderful relationship that we have because Genesis and Republic Broadcasting both feel that the message is paramount. The most important thing that we can do is get the word out. And I want to thank Ted Anderson, John Harmon at GCN, and our engineers for the part they've done and are doing, and John Stattmiller and his engineers for the part that they're doing. I thank them all from the bottom of my heart. It actually brings a tear to my eye that they would consider doing it. But it's gone way beyond that. This has happened for a number of years that we've been sharing this broadcast. So thank you very much. Mike, thank you. Is there anything else we can discuss?
No, I just want to say you get a great show. And both you and John are in the truth department. And I want to give a shout out to Gwyneth. She rocks, and I love her accent. Y'all take it easy.
Mike, hold on for just 1 second, Mike. I want to tell you how this happened. So Gwyneth, months and months and months ago, Gwyneth called me from Australia. And I thought, wow, this is an expensive call. And she would call me and we'd chat. And then one day, this is off the air, one day I said, Gwyneth, would you like to come on the air with me? And she said she'd love to. Correct me if I'm wrong, Gwyneth, but I think that's something like that. And
that's
so Gwyneth came on.
That's what happened. Yep.
Yeah. And then Gwyneth was on the air with us a number of times. And then I said to Gwyneth, Gwyneth, how about 2 hours? Would you like to be on with me every Tuesday for 2 hours? And she would pay the bill up until today for the 2 hours of broadcast time and the 1 hour prior to that from Australia. And now Genesis is kind enough to place the call to her. So that's how it happened. So here's what I'm saying, class. USA Prepares has a faculty that many of the faculty have risen from being students listening to us on the broadcast, and they've contacted me, and they said, here is something that I think is valuable and worthy to put out across the globe on USA Prepares. And I listen, and if I agree, it happens. So if you have something that you want to share, I'm speaking to the entire broadcast classroom worldwide, let me know. You can contact me at vincent@usapreparers.com, and we'll do our best to make it happen. And that's how it works. And Mike, I really appreciate you jogging my memory about that.
Well, I'm glad I could help out, and I'll get up there and let somebody else talk, and you have a good day.
Thank you so much. When we get back, Gwyneth and I will be talking about how farms used to be run and how food used to be grown. You need to know this because growing season is coming up. Gwyneth Isaacson, I'll be right back.
Yep.
Link on the website to Gwyneth, usapreparers.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I had been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you're wondering where to find Gwyneth Isaacs, if you go to usaprepares.com and you click on the instructors tab, you will see names like Mike Ma, How to Negotiate for Your Life, Scotty Kilmer, and he's a automobile mechanic, Kurt Wilson, the armchair survivalist, Gwyneth Isaacs, farming off-grid and telephone readings. So if you'd like to contact her, right there, instructors tab at usaprepares.com. Gwyneth, raising food, how farms used to be run.
Okay. I just want to say quickly, okay, I don't use Facebook Messenger. Okay, it's spyware. It turns your phone camera and it turns your phone microphone on at random moments. So the broadcast class needs to know if they use Facebook Messenger, I can't reply to any of your stuff. Okay.
How would you like them to contact you?
Best is by email.
Okay.
Okay, that's Gwyneith at gmail.com.
Yeah, I'm going to update the website, and if it's okay with you, I'll put your email address on there right now. Is that okay with you?
That's great. Yep, the Facebook page is good for information. The Cleric page still gets posted to. I haven't been posting to it lately because I've been busy doing other stuff, but I haven't forgotten it, and it's probably going to get some more posts in the next day or two.
Okay.
Yep. So, if you could update that, then that would be great, because I've noticed that I've had a couple of people try to get a hold of me on Facebook Messenger, but it's quite frankly Zuckerberg's spyware, and I'm not happy to have whoever listening into my phone microphone and using my phone's camera to spy on me, which is perfectly understandable.
Gwyneth at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Gwyneith at gmail.com. AIL.com. Okay, post that right now.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Now, how farms used to be run. You know, I was looking at my farmyard. Now, this farmyard that I have does not really make money, but what it makes is it makes food. Okay? It goes pretty well, you know, it doesn't 100% feed us yet, but the aim is that one day that it will. Okay? And I was looking at how I operate my farmyard compared to how other people operate their farmyards. And do you know something? It's a little bit different. It's a little bit more old school because if you were to come to my place randomly in the middle of the day, you would never catch me unawares. Okay? You would probably find me at home, and you would probably be met at the gate by between 3 and 5 or 6 dogs, depending on who I had off at the time. Okay? You would, and they are loud when, even when a kangaroo shows up. We live in Australia. There's thousands of kangaroos in the forest. And wallabies as well. A wallaby is like a kangaroo, but smaller. When they show up in the forest at night, the dogs, bark in the middle of the night and wake everybody up until someone shouts at them. That's how farmyards used to be. The deer would be in the forest. The dogs, you know, some of the dogs, the ones that can be trusted, are on 24-hour security detail.
Okay? Sounds like our farm. Sounds like our farm.
They are not going to harm anybody's livestock. Okay? A lot of people, they, you know... If you can't trust a dog 24 hours a day off the chain, it needs to be on a chain at least at night in a rural area because otherwise it's just going to do too much damage. But you can train a dog to not touch the animal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that the end of the show or do we have another segment?
No, that's it. We're done for today, but we'll see you again. I know. We'll see you next Tuesday. Gwyneth Isaacs, thanks so much for being with us.
Okay.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.